Good morning, sir. The Honorable Mr. Neo will conduct your hearing, sir. Just hold on.
Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, please?
Roland Spencer, 207-859.
Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your committee supervision. I'm going to introduce the board members. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable William Canonis. And to his right is the Honorable Gail Whitnall. Also in the room is Mr. Grady from the Department of Corrections and the Parole Office. Prior to this hearing, you signed a notification of the hearing and the dates. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the things that were discussed on there, it informs you of your right to represent yourself today, or you can hire an attorney at your own expense if you wish to do so. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you going to represent yourself?
Represent myself.
All right, thank you. Hey, you swear to you, Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
All right, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We'll start with phase one, and you have one allegation on the warrant. I will read the allegation, and I'll ask you if it's true or false. Okay? You have the one allegation, which is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number four, and demonstrated by your failure to complete the Pima Reentry Center PRC Intensive Treatment Program, ITH, on or about October 5th, 2017, as directed. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Sure. Right. Based on the mission of Mr. Spencer, I move to find Mr. Spencer was delinquent as he violated the terms and condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir. We're moving on to phase two. But before we start that, Mr. Grady will give us some additional information.
Mr. Spencer was released from DOC on August 11th of 2017. He was arrested on October 5th of 2017 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DOC on October 5th of 2017. He's a CCD of April 14th of 2018 that reflects zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2007, criminal damage, 1 year, 6 months. 2007, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2009, marijuana violation, 2 years. Term, he has 4 terms with DOC. The CUIR scores are 4-4, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 3. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2006, CIS release, arrested on new charges, possession of dangerous drugs, reached CCD while in custody. 2009, CIS release, continued 4 months. 2010, CIS release, absconded for 23 days. Revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and weapons noted. Other arrests, 2000, marijuana violation, juvenile probation. 2012, theft of means of transportation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. You got a community risk score of a G5V6.
And sure. Okay, Mr. Spencer. When you were released, you were denied at the Pima Reentry Center, what is it, the Pima's Reentry Center Without Placement Program at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. Okay, so then, you chose no employment. You weren't out very long. Did you work at all while you were out there?
No, I was looking for a job when I was out there, but nothing came up.
Okay. And I chose here that upon release you were enrolled in a task color of the day program and assigned the color navy. And then on August 21st, September 20th, September 27th, October 1st and October 3rd, that you had, you were all positive for amphetamines at that time, plus on the 27th of September, you had opiates also. So apparently you had an ongoing drug problem, sir. Is that true?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, have you had this the problem for a long time, or something relative?
For a long time ago.
Have you made any attempts to actually quit using drugs?
A couple of years, like maybe, I don't know exactly when, but yeah, I tried to go to rehab and meet those just charity programs, so other than that, I just try to stop on my own and I just get caught up with the wrong people, the means of it. And it slows down with the money.
It also shows sanctions. On August 28th, you were staffed Don Merritt and Officer Smith were returning to the PRC smelling like alcohol. And a breathalyzer test that at 118 that day that showed a 0.067. And a second test at 1334 was a 0.047. And you also admitted drinking beers and the use of methamphetamine lab the previous Friday. And you agreed to 5 days of sanctions and to begin August 28th to September 1st at 3 p.m. and participate in the 90-day PRC ITH program. So along with your drugs, you have a drinking problem too, I see, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And there again, have you, in any attempts you've made, have been successful in drying out and stopping the drugs, so you probably need to, or you should have stayed with PRC. It's a very good program.
Yeah, but at the same time, to me, there was a lot of drugs in that program, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to stay sober with a lot of drugs in that program, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
You're stuck in there all day, you know what I mean? And I told him, you know what I mean? I need help, I need to get into another rehab or another place to go. You know what I mean? They weren't listening to me, you know what I mean?
Well, that's
hard.
Like part of the idea when you get into the program is that the program's with a lot of people that have drug problems. And the idea is that you're supposed to learn from all that and then see you can't put the program. So you quit the program because of the other people and the excessive exposure to drugs?
I didn't quit the program, they kicked me out. They violated me, so it's not like I had a choice, you know?
Oh, okay, so because of the alcohol use, they pretty much just said you're done.
No, not that. It's just, like I said, if I was out here until like I said, I don't want to go to Tucson. I just wanted to see if I could do it on my own and decide to go back to my parents' house with me. And I just thought I could do it on my own, but apparently I can't. And just being around different cities, different people, I just thought I'd try to finish your crime and drink somebody. And one thing led to another, and it's all bad.
If this board were to vote to release you again, What would be your plan for some drug abuse or substance abuse programming so that you can get off the drug, get off alcohol? What would be your plan if you were released now?
Well, I've been to some places since I've been back to some place called Salvation Army in Phoenix for rehab center, and then to Native American Connections over there, and I'm trying to get into them. And like I said, they told me the same thing. They told me that once I get out, to get in contact with them, and they'll give me a red space as soon as I get out upon release. And then like I said, I can just go back to my mom's house, and like I said, around my mother's house, and she keeps me out of trouble, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, the placement and programming, if you were to get out now, back on the community supervision, it would all up to your PO. You wouldn't have any choice about what program you went to. You can ask for it and see if you could qualify, and then help you try to get in some of those programs. But it's up to them. So if they point you to a program, be successful, you'd have to complete whatever program they put you in. And I'm sure as far as where you would reside, it's the same thing. If you want to reside with your mother, they have to they have to do an investigation and decide whether that's going to be all right, and usually they require you to complete the program first. In that, either way, by April of next year, you'll be finished with the Department of Corrections now on your own, and nobody to point you in any direction.
I still have time to get out.
Okay, well, when you're totally done with this, do you have plans for employment? And
when I was in there doing that program, I got in contact with a couple of friends of mine, and they helped me get a job where I had to finish, that program so I could get out of that place, you know? And, but it was just, it was just bad for me, It was just a bad experience on my part right there,
Have you made any attempt while you've been in to complete something like Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous, those kind of programs that are available inside?
I'm in the hole, so I can't have access to nothing like that. All I've been doing is just writing places and trying to get help when we ask for help.
Right.
That's basically what we have, so we need.
But you served some time there before they let you out of community supervision. During that time, did you make any effort to get some programming to help you succeed when you got out?
Yeah, I completed some reentry programs and some, I went to a couple of drug classes when I was at Ryan Unit, and it was all right, but like I said, my part was my fault, for being out, like I said, I just wanted to finish, I don't want to go here, it was just the wrong part about you, my
brother. Okay, I'm going to see, does anybody on the board have any other questions?
I don't.
Okay, sir, we're coming to the end of your hearing here. When we do, the board will go into discussion to make a determination about your community supervision, but it is your hearing, so before we go into discussion to make that determination, do you have anything else you'd like the board to know without repeating yourself? Is there anything else you'd like to tell us at this point in time?
I would like to say that, I'm trying to get help. I've been riding places, and I know I have a drug problem, and I still have 3 years to go out of this probation. And I tried to do it alone, I tried to get away from the town I was from, from Paris House, so I was trying to get away from there. Apparently, it didn't work for me, So I'm just trying to get some rehab, and I've been doing a lot of riding, doing a lot of thinking, and talking to my family. I'm not getting too old for all this. I'm just trying to sober up and get my life going, just get away from everything, And regardless of what happens today, I'm still going to try to sober up, Regardless of if I get released or not, I'm still going to try to get into that rehab, this is not going to affect nothing right here, but it would be nice to get out early and get into that program as soon as I can, to help myself out, Well, me, it's, I don't hear anyone else to say, me, it's just, I have a drug problem, I have a drinking problem, and I'm trying to get up, work on right now. I'm just talking to my family about it, and they have, I have their support, and they just want me to get sober, you know, and they want me to drugs and alcohol, it's sick, you know, get all my life. Like I said, I have to get probation after this, and I'm trying to come back, my family wants to come back at all, you know. That's about it right there, you know, I don't know what else to say, you know, and everything's my fault, and you can't have any place for myself.
Okay, so, alright, well, the board's gonna go into discussion, and while we're in discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we're not, we're talking amongst ourselves to discuss the case, and we'll make a vote and make a determination. Everything we do is on the open meeting law, so, you know, you'll be able to hear us, but we ask that you remain quiet while we're in discussion, and we'll go and get back to you and let you know what the final outcome is. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Alright, board is now in discussion. This is truly unfortunate. Mr. Spencer obviously has a drug and an alcohol problem, but he was put into one of the better programs and didn't stick with it, hasn't helped himself. I'm not comfortable putting that out in the community at this point in time. I don't think he has really made up his mind to turn the corner. He's working on it, but I don't think he's quite got there yet. So I would not be inclined to release him back in the community, but I'm perfectly willing to hear any comments from the rest of the board members.
I agree.
Ms. Rittenhouse?
Mr. Neal, thank you. I certainly agree with you, and I'm just hearing, maybe not necessarily in the words that are being said, but I'm just feeling there's an attitude of not accepting responsibility, and everything is someone else's fault. You know, whether I'm just not getting a sense of personal responsibility for this, so I would not be in favor of parole as well.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, based on everything we've heard and read, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Spencer. Find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and lapsed or without lapse in the criminal wage or compensation.
Agree.
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 Thank you. Good morning, sir. Okay, sir, the board had a willing to revoke your community supervision. But you will be released on April 14th, 2018. We won't have DOC to contend with at that time. We suggested over the next few months while you're, you know, prepared to get out that you try and take any program that you can get there within the system, that, you know, Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, anything that would help you with your substance abuse. And make a good, solid plan for when you are released so that you can get back with your family and seek some serious help in rehabbing yourself from the alcohol and the drugs. And you've got the double problem there, so it isn't going to be easy, but you're going to have to take responsibility. You're the only one who can make the decision. I'll let the record show that Mr. Spencer left the room.
All right, there. Last one. See you soon.
Okay, well, thank you, and we'll see you the next time.
All right, bye-bye.